Yona? Are you still here? My flight was delayed. I didn't expect to see you. You're still in bed. Isn't Holly J's graduation today?
Yeah, forgot to set my alarm.
Ah, sweetie. I know. This is gonna be a hard day for you, seeing all your friends graduate. I can skip the luncheon if you want me to come for support.
No, I'll be fine.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Okay. I'll leave you to get ready. Give Holly J my love.
So, what color is your prom dress?
Hot pink. Why?
My mom says the man needs to get his data matching corsage.
Okay, I am really, really, really sorry.
Owen asked you.
Yeah. Fiona, I've been worried sick about you. Why didn't you answer my calls?
You're right. It was messy. Charlie has a girlfriend.
Aw, babe.
Such an idiot.
Well, I have some news that will cheer you up.
Is it that you're not graduating and Charlie doesn't have a girlfriend?
No. They scheduled my kidney transplant. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. Great. You'll go to Yale next year and live happily ever after.
I thought my best friend would be happy for me.
It was only a matter of time before you got your surgery, Holly J.
I can't believe how self-absorbed you're being right now.
I had my heart broken last night. I don't have a date to prom, and I'm gonna be all alone next year.
Well, you'll be happy to know that my surgery is scheduled the day of prom.
Holly J, it's time.
I guess I'll let you know how the surgery went if you decide to pick up your phone.
I'm very proud to introduce this year's valedictorian. She's heading to Yale next year. Holly J. Sinclair.
Well, good morning, parents, teachers, and fellow graduates. Over the past 4 years, we have had highs and lows. But no matter what, we've gotten through with the help of our friends. When we leave Degrassi, each one of us is going to be all alone, facing the unknown, and I have to admit, I'm scared. In 2 days, I'm getting a kidney transplant. And even though I know it could save my life, I still worry about the outcome. As we all go our separate ways, whether it's kidney surgery or moving away to university or going to the army, I know that no matter how difficult the journey, our time together has only made us stronger. So as we bravely face the unknown, we will take with us 4 years of memories and friendships that will last a lifetime. Congratulations, class of 2011, and good luck.
To rule the school next year, so I'm thinking themes for our first dance. Katie,
Does this girl look like she's ready to lose her virginity?
Uh-oh. What happened?
I may have given Drew the distinct impression that we were gonna have sex soon.
What about the stalling with the STI test?
You should have seen his face when I asked him to get tested. He lit up like a kid with a cookie.
And you're not ready to share that cookie?
Oh, those cookies? So I just wanted to let you know that, I've talked to my doctor and I've already been tested.
Okay.
And I'm clean. Feel free to tweet it.
Wow. Awesome.
So, later. Two of us movies in my basement.
Sure. Sounds great.
Cool. I'll let you guys get back to work then.
Movies in the basement, huh? And I'll just drive.
You're all that matters. I need a favor. Take the drama
and push it aside. And the award for excellence in music goes to a very talented guy, your student council co-pres, Thad Bhandari.
Anya McPherson. Brylan Stavros. Zane Park. Thad Bhandari. Holly Jason Clare. Congratulations to our graduates!
Fiona. Hey, you didn't say goodbye last night.
Yeah, emergency prom stuff. All right, well, good luck. I have to go.
What's that?
Nothing. It's just for my mom.
Fiona, hand me the bottle.
Just let me go, please.
Here, ask one of your friends.
Well, really, not now.
I just want a photo with my son before he moves away and becomes an Eastern U big shot. And I can't wait to meet the lucky girl you're taking to the prom.
I'm going stag.
Hey, Riley.
You know why I don't have a date to the prom, right, Ma?
Your standards are too high.
Ma. Ma, I'll be out at university. And when I come home, I might want to bring a boyfriend.
Guess I should stop hoping it's just a phase.
Like it or not, Ma, I'm gay.
And you look so handsome.
Thank you.
I don't want to drink it. It's just so hard to fight the urge.
Who can you call? Some kind of sponsor? Your mom or Holly J?
Holly J doesn't want to see me right now. She thinks I'm selfish.
Is that why you wanted to drink?
Everyone has someone who thinks of them first. Who's there for them. But Holly J's leaving me, and she can't be replaced, not by anyone.
I know it's not the same, but I'm here. If you need someone to talk to.
Stop being so nice. I I lost Mr. Tuxedo Pants.
What are you talking about?
I got drunk and set him free.
Are you serious? Why would you do that?
Because I'm alone. I deserve to be alone.
Do you realize why you're alone, Fiona? You're alone because you push people away. And someday, nobody is going to bother coming back.
You're right. I have somewhere I need to be.
What movie were you thinking? Action, horror, something with zombies, maybe?
Do I get to protect you at the scary parts?
Or comedy. I love comedy. What DVDs do you have?
Wait. Something I want to do first.
Marisol! What are you doing here?
I'm sorry. I forgot my keys. I'm locked out.
So you came to my house?
That's all right. Isn't it true?
Right?
Yeah. More the merrier.
Can I come in? Apology smoothie. So, last dialysis before the big surgery. Exciting. You were right about Charlie. You always are.
I hate how you say that like I do it on purpose. Like I want you to fail.
You're just looking out for me.
I found out I was missing prom, and I couldn't talk to my best friend about it. Smoothie isn't gonna make everything all better. Frankly, I'm tired of fixing everyone else's problems.
So now it's your turn. Girls, come in.
Happy prom.
You do know it's 2 days away, right?
I planned us a pre-prom.
Fiona booked us the best hair and makeup team in the city.
I already cleared it with your mom, who okayed it with your doctors.
And our limo awaits.
Look, prom isn't just about eating dry chicken and dancing to Living on a Prayer. It's about best friends and celebrating everything you've been through together one last time. So, what do you say, Holly J? Will you come with us to pre-prom?
I'd love to.
This movie is so deep.
I know. Just makes you think. Like, really think.
That's it.
What are you doing?
The movie is over.
That was the best part.
Marisol, would you mind giving Katie and I some time alone?
Someone should be home by now. Good luck.
Thank you. Finally, we're alone.
Wait, I have a confession. I asked Marisol to come over today.
What? Why?
I like you so much, but I'm just not ready to have sex. Not yet.
You thought we were gonna have sex?
Yes, and I'm a virgin.
So the STI test
was supposed to delay this conversation. I know your experience, so if you want to break up with me.
It's hilarious.
What's hilarious?
I have a confession to make, too. I like you a lot. So I invited you over, alone, to introduce you to my mom. She'll be home any minute now.
Oh, my God. I'm the biggest loser.
Not the biggest. Cutest.
I'm home. Anyone here?
Yeah, down here, Mom. So are you ready?
To meet your mom? Definitely.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, who do we have here?
This is Katie, my new girlfriend.
It's nice to meet you, Mrs. Torres.
Well, why don't we get to know each other? Come on upstairs.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
On our own Degrassi Walk of Fame? Well, I still have another year before I earn my prince. You guys go ahead.
Hey, McPherson. In or out?
What if I go to the Army and I can't hack it? It's all I got left. I'm afraid, too. I'm suddenly going to be this little fish in this big university pond.
I'm really afraid I'm not going to make the same kind of friends at Yale that I did at Degrassi.
I've been too scared to tell my best friend that last night I drank for the first time in months.
Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want you to be disappointed in me. I feel like I just keep disappointing everyone. I even set Charlie's cat free last night.
You set Mr. Tuxedo Pants free?
It's not funny. Okay, maybe it's a little bit funny.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
I'm really trying, Holly J.
I'm ready to move on.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Army, here I come.
Take me down.
One, two, three.
To the water, fill you up.
Well, we're not done yet. Initials.
That's my brother, Sean O'Reilly.
Grassy, you'll never forget us.
Shine a light on my own. Shine a light on my own.
Sorry, my mom grilled you last night.
She's just looking out for you.
She usually hates the girls I date.
Speaking of girls you used to date, Bianca signed up for Grade 9 Orientation Day.
Bianca? She's not exactly a joiner.
Well, what do you think? Can I trust her with a group of Niners?
I wouldn't trust her with a pack of gum.
Well, we need the volunteers, so maybe she's changed.
Highly unlikely.
Ugh. Needs more sugar. I'll be right back.
Hey, Charlie. I owe you a huge apology. I put these up all over the area. You don't have to forgive me. I'm just so, so sorry about your kitty.
Thank you. But he's found.
He is? Well, I guess we both got found. I'm thinking a lot more clearly today, thanks to you.
Good to hear that. There's something here that belongs to you.
Thanks. I'll find a place for it.
Maybe I can help you patch things up with Holly J.
No need. I already did. She's going in for a kidney transplant.
Amazing. She's getting a whole new lease on life.
Yeah. So am I. I'm checking into rehab tonight.
Good for you. So I guess you're not going to prom?
Yeah, there's always next year.